97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, 610-632-0975 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Connor Thomas, Devon Givens with you here until 10 o'clock this evening. I'll be back with you on Wednesday. So my normal week, 6 to 10, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Joe Torti, 6 to 10, Tuesday and Thursday here on The Fanatic. And as the week goes along, we'll still have plenty of things to discuss, plenty of things to get into. But our side topic for tonight, to start off this 7 o'clock hour, to blend in with our sports conversation with the match, the NBA playoff scenario that's been put out there, different ways to get the season back underway, and even with hockey, trying to find a way to get things started. They're opening up their practice facility a little bit this week for teams to get back. Is it this week? Is it this week, right? I think so. Or they say next week. I saw it, and that's my bad. I should be much better on that one with the NHL. But that being said, the 41 years ago today on this date, May 25th, 1979, a great movie and a really good franchise kicked off in 1979 with the great horror slash sci-fi film. And that movie is Alien, starring Sigourney Weaver, Ridley Scott producing. Great, great film. We know about Aliens coming back, what, about 7 years later in 86. Then the Alien Covenant in 2017. So they are NHL facilities next week. Thanks, Connor. Appreciate that. This kicked off one of the great sci-fi horror films. Again, Ridley Scott, Sigourney Weaver. Great, great movie. And certainly Sigourney Weaver, an all-time great, someone we all know in many different roles, but known for her role as Ellen Ripley. So, great movie that it is. Ugly. Ugly creature that alien thing is. Best horror movie for you. We've talked about this before in a different sense where Joe Torti and I were speaking about horror movies in general. And in it, I revealed that I just simply do not get scared from horror movies. I can look at things and say, that thing is ugly. That's a great job by them. Or something might pop up and they'll have that great music to go along with the scene. And then they'd be like, eh. And you'd be like, oh, okay. I don't jump. I don't know. It's just not me. It's just not my thing. But I enjoy the movies. So, as we talk about it, Alien, 41 years ago, released on this date, May 25th, 1979. Best horror film, sci-fi film for you guys out there. You've been watching a lot of movies over the last couple of months. Best horror film for you, and best horror film you've seen during the quarantine that you can share with some of us that maybe we have not seen, and we still have time because we're still not supposed to be outside like that, but we can watch a cool horror film. So, Connor, we'll start with you. Best horror. First of all, are you a horror sci-fi fan? And if so, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah, I really am. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Yeah, something to do. My birthday's in October, so I love that month in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been in. I'm not like you. I do scare. I jump, but I enjoy it a lot more than most people. I guess I do actually like seek out and enjoy watching horror movies and sci-fi movies.
I do too. I just don't jump. I don't know.
I don't know. You're a low-key guy, though. You're cool. You're unflappable, so I can totally see that. But I mean, even with the jumps and everything, I think that's part of like the fun experience for me. So I love them. I've always kind of gone out of the way to try and find new ones to watch. My favorite, have you ever seen The Strangers?
I have not.
Okay, good. So yeah, very, very good. There's actually a second one out. It's older. It must be like 7 or 8 years now maybe that it's been out. But basically the premise is it's a couple goes to a cabin in the woods and just these masked strangers, just three people just show up at their door randomly. And for me, like, the scariest horror movies are ones that seem realistic. And the whole idea of why these people were messing with the couple was just because they answered the door. They happened to be home.
I want to say that's so. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm pulling this up. Strangers.
Yeah, the strangers.
The strangers.
All yep. Right. Okay. So, but for me, it's just like the thought that ghosts don't really get me because I can talk myself and rationalize myself out of it. Sci-fi doesn't get me as much. I'm still as interested in them, but as far as being really scary and really just just chilling me to my core is the thought of just someone just shows up at your door, knocks your home, and it's game over. So that one always got to me.
Okay. I look up The Strangers from 2008, and Liv Tyler's in it. And who else? Jim Award.
Yeah, not anyone huge in it.
No. I mean, they're big enough. But.
You know what's funny? I'm trying to remember the actor's name. Glenn Howerton, who plays Dennis in Always Sunny.
He's
in it, and he makes, like, he's got a short appearance in, like, the middle of the movie when they're starting to build suspense. And the first time I saw it, I'm an Always Sunny fan, it took me out of it immediately. So just for a couple minutes there where he's in it,
you kind of get away from him being in that role of Always Sunny.
Yeah, you just see Dennis from Always Sunny for a second. It's not scary anymore, but yeah. No, great.
Okay, Strangers. The Strangers for you. And, okay, maybe I'll check it out. It has IMDb 6.2 out of 10, 48% Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe I'll check it out, something to take a look at. Anyone you've seen good during this quarantine?
I'm trying to remember the name of one. I haven't really been on movies. I've been on shows because I've got a couple big TV shows that are classics that I've never seen. The Wire, Sopranos, never got into. So I've been running through those.
Never saw The Wire?
No, okay. Never saw The Wire, cool. Never saw Sopranos. I'm bad with TV shows. I never saw Friends. I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld. So I got work to do.
Yeah, you need
I got big
you got,
work to
you got
do.
Got some work to do there, man.
Yeah, I did see one though. I got to look up the name of it and I'll get it for you. That wasn't bad. That I watched a couple weeks ago, but I've been mainly TV shows.
Okay, all right. So yesterday, while in the house, I was not watching the match. So when I was watching one of the movies that I did watch yesterday, not watch it from the beginning, but I have seen it in its entirety. Was It? And I caught it, I want to say halfway through. It was, It was still good. I forgot some things, but wasn't afraid. It was interesting. The one kid that I love, because he curses the best like an adult, he was tremendous in it. Let me get his name real fast, because I think he's also in Stranger Things. And that kid was hilarious. I don't remember the kid's name, but I think he's in Stranger Things. Finn Wolfhard, Richie. Yeah, he was the best. He was like, that was my man, Finn. Because his swear game is on point in this movie. And it's hilarious. That dude is hilarious. But the movie overall, the fact that they did what they did with Bill Skarsgård as It, the kids, it's a good movie. I haven't seen part two.
Oh, you need to see part two.
I haven't seen part two with the adults. And I know that chapter two has my man Bill Hader in it. And James McAvoy is in it as well, right?
Yeah, and Bill Hader plays the kid that you like from the first one.
Oh,
and
Richie?
He's incredible.
Oh, is this swearing on game like this?
Oh,
too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's
I'm
unreal.
In. I'm in. You like it?
Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Two's tough, though, because it's long, and there's not a second. You know, in horror movies, they have, like, the buildup where you know you're good, where it's, like, the first 20 minutes or so where you know nothing's going to jump out because they're waiting to... Everything in It, too, from start to finish, it's just game on.
Okay. And, yeah, almost 3 hours for It, too. That's too long.
Jeez. Yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't really... It's not one of those ones. It's not like The Irishman where it drags. This one... I guess because you're always on edge, it doesn't ever feel, you don't notice until you get to the very last, like maybe the last 15 minutes.
Does James McAvoy stutter like his child character?
Yeah, he's got a little bit going.
Got a little stutter there? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. I'll check it out. It was pretty good yesterday to catch it again in the middle.
have not seen the It Chapter 2, but I will check it out and catch up on this movie series. So, in honor of Alien, 41 years ago, released on this date, March 25th, 1979, give Connor and I your best horror flick overall. 610-632-0975. And where are you at, Alien person? I need for Connor to watch Alien. It is on, let me see. Is it on anywhere? YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu, Amazon Prime. You can buy those. Hulu, HBO Now, Cinemax, HBO Go subscription. You can catch it out. You can catch it there. So check out Alien, man. It's good. Yeah, I know the effects and all are not like right now, but they're, for 1979, with that ugly creature, I think you will enjoy it. And they did a great job way back then by putting this movie together and having you, you know, shook a little bit.
Yeah, and that never bothered me, the effects and, like, it standing up today. I still appreciate it. I'm not, like, a film snob by any means. So,
like Pat Egan.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, that doesn't bother me at all. I'm a casual viewer, so I can appreciate that. I'll have to go back and check it out.
Check it out, man. It's a good movie. Let's go to start off this hour with Mitch and East Windsor on The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Very good. Hope everything's good with your family.
Thank you. You as well.
Two little ones. I'm not into horror, so if you want to hear real horror, just read what's going on in the newspapers, all the crime. You know, I am sick of them making movies about the Manson family, all that stuff. It's sickening. I mean, the guy had all those women, and he was still bitter, and he had to go kill people, you know, randomly.
Yeah,
you
know, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those things. I have to admit, I'm a big documentary person, so certain things I'll
lock in on. It's sucking me into. I read the book. I was out there in California. I did try to do a little driving. Remember the addresses? They changed the number. The house is there. They tore down the house and they rebuilt a real, even more beautiful house there. Oh, it's so sickening. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, no reason. No rehab. And he didn't. When in the mid '60s, he didn't want to leave prison, but they said his time was up. He was rehabilitated. But that's how much. That's the logic.
Who's that?
That guy. I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got
you. Yeah. Well, I tell you, Connor, he's got 9 years, of Seinfeld. I mean, other than the pilot and the last series ending show I didn't enjoy, tell him he's got to watch The Masseuse. That's my favorite one. I love the line at the end of the movie. He says to Jerry, this girl hates me so much, I'm beginning to like her. You know which one the moose is?
Yeah, I remember that one. It was his girlfriend, yeah.
Jerry Stiller, you know, passed away 2 years ago with the Happy Festivus.
Yeah, some great ones. I'll school Connor on this one. Yeah, I'll get him on that one. But give us your NBA point, Mitch.
Yeah, well, I've been watching a lot of Everyone Loves Raymond and King of Queens. Enjoy them. They're good shows, too. And they've been out of circulation for quite a while. It just get to the playoffs. Start these games. They're doing worldwide down in Orlando, worldwide Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Just top eight seeds in each conference and go. I mean, they're responsible for being in shape. I mean, look at the Korean baseball. They're doing it somehow. I think they should wear masks, but they're doing it in Korea, so why can't
it's hard to play with masks on.
Well, it's not easy to work. Wait till it gets 90 degrees and I'm out there making my deliveries with FedEx. I'm going to be sweating, but I'm keeping that on. Maybe I'll lose some weight, you know, above my shoulders, where it should be below my shoulders. But anyway, I'm going to keep that mask on. So we got to do it. They got to do it. Come to an agreement. And one thing about the Korean baseball, I understand.
I've only seen one game, Mitch. I was talking about it. I didn't see much of it, but it seems like it was working out for them.
Have you seen the uniforms in the front? They have it in English, you know, the Bears, the Twins.
Yes.
And in the back, it's in Korean or Chinese. I mean, I can't read the names.
Mm-hmm.
And the names they see when they come out the bat, they got some interesting names, and oh and no and real doozies. It's a tongue twister. It must be tough for the announcers.
Listen. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate you as well. Have a good Monday. Rest of your Monday, and just, you know, stay cool out there and continue to check out the good movies and check out the flicks and all of that. Watching Friends and Seinfeld and Everybody Loves Raymond, King of Queens, everything else that you said you were checking out. Yeah, I'll definitely school Connor on some of these things. He needs to catch up with certain episodes. It's funny. I need to know what his his comedic bone is like, so I can tell him which ones to definitely check out for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into, like, I love The Office. I love, so I watch How I Met Your Mother. It's all right. But The Office is probably my favorite comedic show of all time. Anything that's been good, though, I'm straight up the middle with what's popular. I like popular music. I like popular TV shows. Chances are, if most people are into it, I'll be into it. For whatever reason, I don't know. I just never, I'll tell you, honestly, it's probably sports. Because normally, in normal times, every night you got a new live sport on, and that's what I grew up on, and that's what I was always used to. Yes. And that's probably why I kind of shirked my responsibilities of watching some of these TV shows. But yeah, I'm sure I'd be into it, just for whatever reason. Haven't gotten around.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I didn't catch it until like season number three when I was in school, and I was done my work. It was a late night. Not late night, but it was a typical, what night did it come on? I think it came on a Thursday, like 8 o'clock, and I caught it, and I was hooked ever since. So it's one that, but it's different here for you, man. You've been hearing about it for years, and you still have been unable to check it out. Have you not also watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
So I have watched a little bit of Curb.
You don't like it?
Right. It's a little, like, so... It's not so much that I don't, like, I get it, and I do think it's funny, but Curb never grabbed my attention, because Curb doesn't seem, the fact that Larry David plays himself and everything, that's kind of a weird premise for a show for me. That doesn't draw me in. I'm much more sitcom-y with created characters than someone playing
Seinfeld, George Costanza was loosely based off, basically it is based off of Larry David, George Costanza.
Right, but it's not. It's not Larry David.
So
exactly.
You might like it more.
Right, exactly. It just kind of.
He's uncomfortable sometimes, just like Larry David is on Curb. George, as the things that he does and gets himself into, is uncomfortable sometimes, but it's funny.
Right, and it's not just George, from my understanding of it, though, because you got Jerry in there and Kramer and everything. There's so much more. Not that. Because, of course, it's Larry David's brainchild both ways, but the depth to Seinfeld and the multiple characters kind of draws my attention more than what I got from Curb. I'd assume I'd be more into it because of that.
That's a great show. It's my favorite show of all time, just to let you know that. So there you go.
Okay. That's all I need.
Yeah.
The given seal of approval, I'm in.
Oh, it's my thing, man. It is definitely my thing. 610-632-0975. Now I'm getting people saying, yeah, gotta watch. Gotta watch it too. Have to watch chapter two. All right, so I'm in. See if I can get some folks together to watch chapter two with me. Well, you know.
Yeah.
During the virus. And
we got a pack, though. I'll do Seinfeld. You do it too. We'll get back. We'll compare some notes.
Okay. All right.
Might take me a little bit longer.
No problem. No problem at all. 610-632-0975 as we again kick around the match from last night. They kicked it around. They threw it up. Turner, you watched it. You enjoyed it. It seems that a lot of people really got in on it, and I'm happy you guys had something to check in and lock in on as a sports fan getting ready for an event that we've been talking about it for a while, and we knew it would be for charity to raise some money, and it did a great job by raising over $20 million for COVID-19. And with that, which is fantastic, you know, a lot of people already knew about the personalities of Mickelson to some extent. Certainly what Peyton Manning does as a wannabe comedian. Tom Brady, he likes to joke, right? He likes to joke around a little bit. And then Tiger Woods, who is just super stoic and doesn't joke about anything, but in this case, you couldn't help yourself but to go out there and simply have fun. As serious as they are with their sport, that's what they do. That's their skill. That's their thing. That's their livelihood. You have fun with it, and many of you tuned in. Again, 5.8 million people. 5.8 million people tuned in. A great turnout for it. I was not one of them. I was not, and I don't feel bad. I'm glad everybody else did. I'm glad everybody else did have a chance to check in and enjoy themselves, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, and I'm glad you all enjoyed it, though. But let me know. Let Connor know and we'll talk about it on the air, why you felt like you needed to jump in on that. And hopefully you enjoyed it. And tell us why you enjoyed it, because I was not one of those people. And also, did it fill a void? Did it fill a void? 610-632-0975. Trying to see here on Twitter. I had something, but I lost it. I'm moving around on this website. I lost it. But no, and I know it was funny because I was listening to Andrew and some of the things that he was saying. Who could you fill certain spots with Brady and Manning? Who would you want to team up that were guys who just battled throughout the years? They were nemesis on the field of play, whatever their sport was. And who, I'm a basketball guy, and if it was Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley getting back together with their friendship, Charles would get destroyed, but he would do it because, of course, he loves Michael Jordan. We know, even though Michael Jordan has this thing about him, deep down, you know he cares for Charles Barkley, deep down in their relationship. Even that would not have pulled me in to the match yesterday with Mickelson and Woods, because I'm just not a golf guy, and I didn't need that. If there's anything, like right now, we're seeing a lot of Kobe Bryant games today, right? Late, great Kobe Bryant. A lot of Kobe Bryant games. I haven't watched many sports of these replays of games because I want live games. I just can't watch these replays, but people are, and they keep airing them, and it's great for you all. I'll listen to you talk about it on the air. We can talk about it because, for me, a lot of the stuff I remember anyway, and we can sit here and do a show. We can talk for an hour about whatever athlete it is, whatever game it was that was being played, and I have, I think, a good enough memory where I can go back to a lot of stuff, and the luxury of the internet and pulling up some statistics from the game, the box score and all, and talk about it. But I don't want to see Barkley and Jordan in an event like that playing it. I just don't. It's just me. I don't need it. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm okay with that. 610-632-0975. But I, Connor, you watched it and you felt like it was a good thing. So I'm sure if there were other players, baseball, basketball, hockey, and football that jumped in there as well, you would be interested and intrigued to check out who those athletes would be and what type of game. So it's a great topic. And I listened to Andrew when he did it, and I loved how he did it. I saw someone's Twitter, Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverly, Isaiah and Michael Jordan, based off of what we just saw, all of that type of stuff. Guys who just hate each other, and you would still watch that event. I wonder if it was more about the event itself and the lack of sports than it was the two non-golfers, if you will, that were involved in the event with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. I don't know, but that's why we're talking with everyone to see exactly what it was that really pulled you into the event and watching those four men play golf in rain, dark, some jokes, but I was not with you. 610-632-0975. And Alien, released 41 years ago today, May 25th, 1979, your best horror film of all time. And when you do that, when let us know a good horror flick maybe we haven't seen during the quarantine that you have checked out and you recommend. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with Connor Thomas, producing the show tonight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Oh. 7:29 on this Memorial Day Monday. here on the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. And also, I did not give my thoughts on this. Just very briefly, I mentioned it. And again, the match over the weekend, a 5.8 million on average viewership, the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history. And just for reference, Connor, during the break, looked up another match from last weekend that had actual golfers, all of them, and they also had a decent turnout, but not as high. Connor, what was it?
Yeah, so there's the TaylorMade driving relief event. So it was match play between a team of Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, played, I guess, Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf.
Okay.
So that one drew 2.35 million average viewers, so less than half.
And it was the weekend. I remember that.
Right.
Yes.
But, I mean, even so, that was only on Golf Channel, but you think about this, the match that just happened. It's middle of Memorial Day weekend, and the weather wasn't great, but still, Sunday and Memorial Day weekend, there's a lot of people who have other things to do.
It is easy to find Turner, though.
That's true.
It is easy to find Turner.
I'd say, though, looking at those numbers, you can make an argument that I know you have the Tiger effect and everything, but Peyton and Brady and being able to hear them talk must have had a big effect on how many people turned
sure.
in.
Yep, 5.8 million average viewership for the match per Turner. It was the most watched golf telecast in TV, cable TV history. That is from Sports TV Ratings on Twitter, just to let us know how people are and how people are simply willing to watch anything. Anything. That was good. Again, all accounts, it was good, but you're willing to watch anything good. All right. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. 610-632-0975. So I did not mention this last week, just kind of briefly following Mike's show. They were in on it a little bit when Paul Pierce made the ridiculous statement that LeBron James was not in his top five, and there was some biasness in my opinion because, number one, he is a former Celtic, and with Bill Russell in there, that's a Celtic thing. He has to have them in there in order to stay in the good graces of the Celtics fans, where he is an all-time great himself. Then he had Kobe, Magic, and Kareem in his top five also. So in that top five, I don't even remember who the fifth was. So it was Kobe, Magic, Kareem, Bill Russell. Kareem, Bill Russell, and Michael. It was Michael. Michael Jordan. He's a Los Angeles native. He is from Inglewood. He grew up a Laker fan. So, of course, he's going to have multiple Lakers. Now, you may not have expected three of them, especially when one should be replaced with LeBron James, but come on, man. Stand up. And LeBron James can be better than either Kareem, Magic, or Kobe. Take your pick. If you're going to run a top 10 and you have Kobe and those guys in there, are you going to eliminate the centers and, you know, all of that stuff and just have the position players from 1 through 4, then go for it, whatever. But you can't leave LeBron James off. And then you start to hear things that dates back to like an early 2000s game when I believe it was something like Kendrick Perkins, by the way, he's terrible on television. Can I just say that? It doesn't even matter on television. He says things on podcasts as well. I don't like Kendrick Perkins. I thought he was doing a nice job in the beginning because he was just speaking openly and it seemed like, oh, okay, he's a little refreshing as a former basketball player, someone who could sit there and talk about things that have happened on the court, playing with the likes of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, then playing with LeBron later in his career. He can have an educated opinion, which he has. I just don't like how he does it. That being said, he pointed out an instance where Paul Pierce got into it with the Cavs bench and then something like he spit at the Cavs bench
And when you do that, I mean, you know, that just takes it over the top when you decide that you're going to spit at someone's direction and go that route. But Paul Pierce, I don't know what in the world he's doing when it comes to his leaving LeBron James out of the top five. Is it the personal thing because of their battles, Cleveland and Boston, and then later on Miami and Boston? You can do that and still respect the guy the same way Michael Jordan says, look, I hate Isaiah Thomas still to this day, but he was the second best point guard of all time. All right, you hate the guy. You give him his respect, though. Paul Pierce, I don't know. And then remember when he and Draymond Green went at it, when Paul Pierce, later in his career, member of the Los Angeles Clippers, wasn't playing much for the Clippers, went out there to end his career, Hall of Fame career, and he was talking junk from the bench. Draymond Green, you know, a legendary trash talker, decided to tell him to be quiet, shut up, they don't love you like Kobe, this is not a Kobe retirement tour for you like it was for him, they don't love you like that. And Paul Pierce had to sit there and shut up because he wasn't playing. There was nothing he could say, nothing he could do. And it was hilarious. It was hilarious. But again, I just don't know what in the world it is with Paul Pierce to continue this thing. You are already established on ESPN's The Jump. And some in-studio, in-between games, like the pregame shows, halftime shows, all of that stuff on ESPN and ABC, I think. I don't watch them that much, but I don't watch them at all, to be perfectly honest with you. I watch the games. I don't watch the shows. He doesn't have to do that. You do not have to do that. He belongs in that list. Knock one of those guys out. If you shouldn't have Russell and Kareem as your two guys. I mean, top five. It's not like he's fielding a top five to go play. He's just saying his top five has them both in there. He just happens to be wrong, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. Connor, when I mentioned that, you started to shake your head. Why were you shaking your head? You disagree with me or you disagree with Pierce?
Oh, I disagree with Pierce big time. Okay. I think back to, I remember listening to you and Pat Egan go after it after the list came out of the top, 74 basketball players 74. Of all time. And Pat was convinced that someone at ESPN was putting Giannis at 27 and other spots on that list were made just for the sake of being hot takes. And you debated against him there. This one, for sure, it's just Paul Pierce, for some reason, thought because it was a slow news day and a slow news time that he could just go out and make some asinine comment. And it's just ridiculous. No one who even understands the sport of basketball would believe this, much less somebody who's paid to talk about basketball. I don't know what he's getting at or what his point is doing it. I guess it's just to drum up people to talk about him like we are right now. But it's just absurd.
Yeah. And I mean, look, you're a media guy. As much as you may dislike LeBron James, you don't leave him. There's no top five where he's not on at this point at all. So I remember there was something about, you know, I don't like Kevin Garnett, but there was something with Kevin Garnett with Adam Sandler, the movie that they did, and they were on with Bill Simmons on his podcast, and Kevin Garnett was saying, look, we respect those guys, but even to this day, I hate them. Same way we talk about with Jordan and Isaiah, you still hate them. Bill Laimbeer still hates the Bulls. Cool, right? That's just how good that rivalry, those matchups were, where they went at it the way that they went at it. Don't like each other, but you don't leave. I don't like Kevin Garnett. I know he's a Hall of Famer. I know he's probably a top 25 player in this league of all time. I have my differences with him, about him. I think Rasheed Wallace is just as good. They just went about their careers a different way and all that stuff. And I always thought, as many people know, Kevin Garnett was a fake guy, wanted to be tough all the time, screaming in everybody's face, and that intimidated people. All right, it worked for him. Great career, great player, all that stuff. But there's no version of a top five where you leave him out. You leave him out. You don't do it. All right. And that's just ridiculous. As a media person,
Paul Pierce to not watch, I mean, to not put him in your top five. You just do not do it. So that's my 8 minutes on that. I did not mention it during the week, and it just flashed on my screen, Kendrick Perkins, what he was talking about and mentioning the whole thing back then with those guys. And I'm not a fan of Kendrick Perkins either on the air, and I don't understand this whole thing with Paul Pierce. He's got to get over it. He just simply has to get over it. It's ridiculous. 610-632-0975. Will, if you want to jump in with something with that as well, feel free. I wasn't bringing that one up, but if you wanted to jump in on that, you know, have at it. It was ridiculous. And also our horror movies, as we were talking about, everything with the match, the new things that are happening in the NBA, possibly in the NHL. Next week, getting back on the practice ice. We'll see about Major League Baseball. 1979, on this date, May 25th, Alien was released, an all-time great. So we're asking for your favorite horror movie as well, and something you may have watched during the quarantine where you could share with us as well. 610-632-0975. Connor Thomas producing. I'm Devon Givens right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
745, 97.5 The Fanatic, coming to you from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, Devon Givens, Connor Thomas, 610-632-0975 on this Memorial Day Monday. How has it been for you guys? What has been different as the Memorial Day weekend has now we're pretty much putting it in the rear on this Monday? Still people out of work. You'll be home. You're going to stay on the shore maybe a little bit longer because you are working from home in the first place. You have your laptop, so it's accessible to you. What has been different about this Memorial Day weekend from what you're normally accustomed to doing on a Memorial Day weekend, and specifically on the Monday? 610-632-0975. Because I'll tell you, normally you'll get the phone call, be like, yo, come on over. We're putting some food on the grill, or you do it yourself, right? That type of thing. Not one phone call to say. Now, I've seen like Tyrone put some stuff out there. A few other friends that I know from the media business put some stuff on their social media, letting you know what they were cooking, showing some great grub out there. And Derek Gunn, D-Gun, my man of NBC Sports Philly, he does this on a regular basis, whether it's the spring, summer, fall, winter. D-Gun puts stuff up on Twitter with what he's cooking, and it always looks fantastic. Always looks great from Derek Gunn. But, you know, no invite to their homes, Tyrone's, D-Gun, whoever it might be. They didn't invite. You know, whatever. You know, it's all good. I understand. It's the pandemic. Not too many people welcome at the house. I got it. I'm sure D-Gun and Tyrone will have a plate for me once things clear up. That being said, no phone calls. I didn't get one phone call to say, come through. I've had people say, man, I want some barbecue. But no one wanted to do it. And no one wanted to invite the, you know, whatever cast of people you already have in your home to keep it safe and keep that number underneath what they're asking you to keep that number underneath. So it's been different for me. That's why I just sat in, watched some television, and it was all good. I mean, I didn't complain, although I did want some barbecue. But, you know,
I've heard D-Gun's a little stingy with the barbecue. I heard something about that, about him always talking up his barbecuing over there, but he's not sharing with anyone.
I never ask. Well, he always puts it up. I don't know. I'm not in the studio. I haven't been in the studio all year, so I don't know what he does when he brings the food in and who he gives it to. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If it's that good, I mean, I understand. I'm not sharing either. I'm not sharing either. And not to mention, my family probably wants it. Catch you guys next time. That's all. That's the deal. That is the deal. 610-632-0975. We're also asking folks out there on this day 41 years ago, Alien was released in the movie theater. Sigourney Weaver, great movie, legendary movie. We're asking you best horror films out there for you, and maybe something you've seen during the quarantine that you can share with others so we can watch them as well. 610-632-0975. Let's check things out on the phones with Movie Mike. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, man? Good. Well, if anybody wants to order some Chinese food tonight, I'm over here delivering for China King over here in good old Narberth, PA. So.
Oh, Narberth. Okay.
Yeah. But a quiet night. Nice night out here. So we're just relaxing, listening to a little 97.5.
I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah. But real quick on the horror movie genre. I don't know if this is my favorite, but I'll tell you, it was the most effective. Okay. And probably the most famous horror film to come out in 1975, The Exorcist.
Ah, yeah. Freak people out.
Freaked. First of all, I had no business seeing that movie when I was 10 years old when it came out. None.
Yes.
None business. No business. And I had no business going to see it a second time when I didn't even want to watch the screen and I had my ears covered. I didn't even want to hear a girl. Freaking me out so much. So that really did it for me.
All right, so you got to take us back, though. How did you sneak and see it?
They didn't really do much. I was with my brother and older brother and his friend, and I don't recall them having a problem with me coming in there, but they maybe should have, because it was not for a 10-year-old kid to see. But
that's great.
I have watched it, you know, numerous times since, and that film is just, it goes beyond just a horror film. It is just, it's deep, it freaks you out. And there's a scene in there during when they're doing The Exorcist itself, right? And the guy that plays Father Karras, I forget his name, Jason something, okay? Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, he died. He had a promising acting career. But the girl says something during that scene, and I'm not going to repeat it here, but the look on his face during that Exorcist scene was, I'm looking at it, it's like he forgot he was even in a movie, and he was just shocked what was coming out of her mouth. And he just forgot where he was, and the look is like, what is going on here with this movie? It was so close to real that it freaks you out.
Yeah, so but, I'm thinking, since again, 1973, The Exorcist.
73.
Was it Father Dyer? William O'Malley?
No, Father Karras. Father Karras,
okay.
So that's Maximilian Schell plays the older father.
Let me see. Okay.
You got him?
No, I don't see that
also,
one here.
And then you had Ellen Burstyn in there, and she's known for playing roles that where her whole world is like crumbling around her. And then, you know, if there's ever a part for that, tailor made for her, you know, your own daughter being possessed by the devil and things getting just worse and worse.
Yeah, so
she really did a hell of a job.
She did
a
great job. So I see Father Marin and I see Father Dyer here on the cast.
Father Dyer, then.
Okay. All right. Yeah. As
you
Reverend.
See his name?
Reverend William O'Malley.
No, that's not him.
Okay. Well, then it was maybe Father Marin, Max von Sydow.
Not Max von Sydow. It's the other guy doing the Exorcist scene.
William O'Malley. Okay. Well, right. What did you say, Connor? Jason Miller?
Looks like
Jason Miller. There it is. Jason Miller.
Oh, Father Karras. I see it right here. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yep. I see it right here.
Miller. Yes.
Yep. Well, listen, man. Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Okay,
great movie.
Yeah. I've enjoyed checking in with it.
And we'll check in with the Chinese food one of these days. What's the name of it again?
China King, my man.
We'll check it out. Narberth, you got it, man. Appreciate it, Mike. You got it. I mean, write that down. China King. So we can make sure we check out
Mike and help out, right? We got to help out the small businesses and, you know, go and help out that way. 610-632-0975. Let me also let you know this weekend's sponsor, Memorial Day Weekend's programming, is brought to you by Dietz and Watson Premium Meats and Artisan Cheeses. To join us here on the phones like Mike just did, if you want to check in with just a movie, let us know what you've done differently during this Memorial Day weekend overall. Memorial weekend overall has been changed, as we all know. So what has been done differently for you as someone who has a routine, a normal routine? You guys have an annual thing that you do with your family. It was cut short. Could not go to the parks. Had to do things from home. Had to have a much smaller crowd. The food may be a little bit different. Your aunt who couldn't make it, normally makes the potato salad, she couldn't do it. Now you had to go another direction and fill that void some way. Or a pie, which I'm not a fan of, with the pastries, the baking. Connor doesn't like pie either. He's shaking his head. So maybe you had to have a different pie from somewhere else that you're not usually getting that pie from. And everything is different. So what was different this Memorial weekend with you when it came to the barbecuing, the grilling, and all of that? 610-632-0975. Because what was different for me? I didn't get an invite. No invite. Nowhere. None. One of my best friends did say today, though, he was like, yo, I might be putting on some things on the grill today. But unfortunately, couldn't go there. I'm fine being here, but just saying that unfortunately I couldn't make it there to get the food, and I'm not going afterwards when we're done at 10 because young kids, they have to shut everything down and all, even though he can make me a plate and save it for me. I'm not going to do that. It's all good. I'll catch it next time. But yeah, that was it. Today, earlier this afternoon, that was it. I had to come in here, so no grub for me. 610-632-0975. We'll keep this stuff going on the other side with the match, the NBA playoffs, the NHL getting back on the ice for practice time next week, some skating getting done, and also your favorite horror movie, because it is now 41 years since the Alien movie was released with Sigourney Weaver in 1979. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Connor Thomas doing a fantastic job on this Memorial Monday, producing the show. We're with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.